Master drummer Jim White has just released one of 2025's most unlikely debuts, an album that we've been loving here on 2SER Breakfast, an album called In A Day, an album that features Jim himself as lyricist and vocalist. On this album, Jim White travels further into expressionist landscapes of private meditation, his vehicle an evocative duet of keyboards and drums, and of course himself as vocalist. And joining us now on vocals, Jim White. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast, Jim.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome back, I should say. Last time we chatted with you, we were talking about the Hard Quartet band. That seemed to work out all right.
That what?
That seemed to work out all right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Is there going to be more Hard Quartet on the horizon?
Yeah, there is. We're working on a second album.
Oh, wow. You must need countless spreadsheets to keep track on everything that's happening. So you've got the new album out and you're just on the cusp of doing some big shows there in New York where you're based with the Dirty Three, right?
I am in New York right now where I'm based, but Dirty Three is going to play over in UK and Europe in a few weeks. And I've got one show here with Ed Cooper coming up. A couple of weeks ago I put this album out In A Day, which did, it's the second album under my name alone, and made it together with Guy Picciotto, who's my friend and neighbor and collaborator from the band Fugazi. And this took this unexpected turn where the first album was instrumental and it was kind of surprised me because I was playing keyboards on it and I was pretty, really enjoyed that and started doing some more stuff and I felt like one song I thought needed some vocals and I was about to send it to a friend and then I thought I'll try it, and kind of opened this door that, surprised me and I liked it. So, yeah. Felt like it would go on the record and then I did another one with a duo with a friend of mine called Zoe Amber.
Yeah. Do you really live next door to Guy from Fugazi and Rites of Spring?
About 20, he lives about 20 minutes walk away.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So he's got a studio in his basement and I've got a work studio in my lounge room.
Yeah.
And
collaboration, just the name of the game with you. Your list of collaborators is as long as your own, like Bill Callahan, Cat Power. Of course, you work with Zaloris White. How do you keep track of everything?
I'm actually pretty bad with my calendar and I sort of just ignore it for a while and then, just try and get balanced. But, I enjoy what I do and I also I feel very lucky to be able to sort of open up new opportunities, Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, you made it to this interview on time.
I'm not that good a scheduler, which is probably why. But also, to be honest, I kind of feel like I'm kind of lazy. So I keep myself busy because I'm not really lazy,
Well, you've done an all right job. You made this interview on time. I certainly wouldn't say that you're lazy. Your discography is just absolutely through the roof. Now that you've begun the journey as a vocalist, do you feel that it is something that you'll continue with?
Well, it's weird that, that happened. And, I always thought, the only thing worse than singing would be writing the lyrics, and I wrote the lyrics and I was like, shit, it made the singing, less. Oh. I was so shocked I wrote the lyrics that I didn't think about singing much. And then I actually, I really enjoyed it and I liked it. I was happy with it. And all of a sudden I found myself writing lyrics in my phone, really opened the floodgates. So whether they get the light of day, we'll see.
Right. Well, I mean, nothing's out of the question at this point in time, is it?
Yeah, well, may as well, right?
Yeah. Do you feel like...
I've always been like, that you do what you try in the privacy of your own home with your friends.
Yeah.
Stay there. And then, I try not to be apprehensive. I feel like I try to be like open-minded, not judge yourself too hardly at the first case and then judge it, before you reveal it to anyone, or you take any money from anyone.
Is that sort of your career as a percussionist? Do you think that influences your style as a lyricist and singer? Are you staying in the pocket with all of your singing and you're sort of exercising with tension and release?
Well, I mean, I was actually, so I had this title and in a day, and I was like, okay, if I'm gonna, I was actually gonna send it to Bill Callahan, and then I thought, well, I should try it myself, you know.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I didn't really know how to go about it at all, and I sat down like, I'm gonna try and write something here, and then once I realized that, you know, to get the rhythm, to get like a, what do you call it, like syllable, like a rhyming pattern or a syllable sort of structure.
Yeah.
Then the words came out much easier, and I was kind of like, some, you know, I felt very confident about it. Some I was like, really? Yeah. I'm saying that?
Oh my God.
You know? So yeah, definitely the rhythm and the musicality of it, like, you know, it's not some free-floating poetry or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a song.
Well, it's beautiful stuff. And then the album title as well, because obviously I'm conveying the information about the album title in a verbal format. In a day, it's not sort of like, oh, I did this in a day. It's like INNER day.
Right, but it's a bit in the song. It's you know, it's sometimes it's one and sometimes the other.
I figure it had multiple meanings. It's just sort of this lyricism thing. I'm glad you finally got around to taking it on. It sounds like it might sort of be something you should have been doing for a long time.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, amazing stuff.
I go as far as to say I thought like words were pretty evil. I'm not saying not in people's whose lyrics I like and whose conversation I like, but I thought as a whole they were pretty words are pretty bit of a minefield, really, you know.
Oh.
Unlike music, where the music, you know, the music reads you as you read the as you read the music, you know what I mean? Like you feel like, if it's not too heavy-handed, you feel something and then you kind of learn about yourself. But then I think what I've realized from this is that lyrics, maybe if you do them in a certain way, it can be, you know, it's not a death sentence. Just say some words, have some words come out of your mouth, you know.
Yeah.
Meaning without trepidation.
My weather reports for the last little while have been fairly terrible, Jim, so I'm taking that as very inspiring, what you've just said there.
But your weather reports?
Yeah, my weather reports that I routinely do here on the radio program. They've not been good,
What's
mate.
What's been going wrong?
Oh, you
What's
know.
Been going wrong?
I say it's, gonna, say it's going to be hot and then it's going to be cold and who knows. I'm basically directing people into the eye of a cyclone of frogs. And I really need to
have... Oh, you've got a lot of excuses these days. we had our first frozen puddle outside my window today.
Oh, it's getting a bit chilly there in New York, is it?
Yeah, yesterday and today were the first days, and it was little. I wouldn't call it snow, but there was some frozen stuff coming down out of the sky.
Yeah. Oh, how's it there? How's it there with the new mayor in your city you're living in?
Well, I mean, it's exciting. It's a good feeling, you know.
That's good to see. There's a nice vibe there on the streets, even though it's getting a bit chillier.
People are very excited.
This is excellent. I'm hoping that sort of, obviously, I'm a big fan of all of the music that comes out of New York, and I'm hoping that this latest transition there for the city is going to be reflected in the art that is produced there from New York. So who knows what will happen next, and who knows how this is going to impact upon your future lyrics.
It's going to be interesting what he, like, he's coming out of the gate strong.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff. Things are looking good. Well, I'll tell you what, I really appreciate your time here this morning, Jim. We love the new album here on 2SER. It's been absolutely perfect tunes for me to be playing here early of a morning. It's really, really great stuff. There's going to be more hard quartet on the horizon. You're going to be very busy touring there with the Dirty Three. Good luck with the shows there in New York with Ed Cooper. I'm sure that's going to be absolutely amazing. So that's going to be not just Ed solo, there's going to be the Saints as well.
The Saints are playing. The Saints are on tour right now. And Ed and I did a show at the beginning of their tour, like in LA last week. And we're doing a show at the end of their tour in New York. And Mick Harvey, who is playing second guitar in the Saints, is opening up solo. So it's all, which is very, you know, Americans have been fans of Mick Harvey and Ed Cooper, haven't had much chance to see them in a long time. So it's actually pretty great. We had a great show in LA, and then I went and saw the Saints the next night. I stuck around, and I loved it. I mean, it's one, you know, those first three records are close to my favorite records of all time. So it was amazing. It was not a letdown at all. It was great.
Oh, geez, I tell you what, to be backstage with all of you lot there, that'd be a very fun time.
Oh, well, I don't usually go in for the like fan stuff, but I did meet Ivor Hay, the drummer of the Saints, and
yeah.
I I was excited, yeah. Put me back to, like, listening to him ever since I was, 16.
Oh, that's amazing. This is
But we
such a
made a
good
new
song.
band as well for my, for the, we've got two records at Jim White Records now. So we made a band to sort of start, have that as a starting point, and it's with Guy Picciotto's in it, and Colleen Burke's on keyboards, and myself, and so we hope to get out to Australia, if someone invites us.
All right, well, mate, I'm already listing you as a reference on my resume. I'll get started on getting that cracking right away, mate.
Beautiful.
Jim White,
Thanks,
thank you so much for
Dan.
joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. I'm seeing as you'll be celebrating Thanksgiving there, seeing as you're in New York very soon. I thought we'd play that one
Yeah.
off the album In a Day, Thanksgiving, Three Dead
Wonderful.
Walls. Jim White, thanks for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny. Anytime.